Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, there will be a Big Boys Toys auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
If the Broncos are truly in a rebuild and they need to rebuild their roster, right, I understand they need a quarterback, and that's the most important position. But if they have, do they have a lot of holes to fill in your mind?
They have a lot of needs. Holes?
Okay. What are the needs?
I think they need a tight end.
Yep.
I think that they need another corner.
I
think they need a edge rusher.
They're going to need a left tackle soon.
Yes. I would agree with that.
They will need one soon, like as in probably next year. After next year.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to bring back Garrett Bowles at his age unless he agrees to a team-friendly deal. And, oh, by the way, Justin Simmons still has not signed with the team yet.
No. In fact, I'm not against getting a highly regarded left tackle this year because it's a pretty good tackle draft. So I think, I think that there are plenty of places where they can find spots. But, again, it all comes down to conviction of choice. How convicted is Sean Payton if he's going to draft a quarterback?
I think you're never going to be sure about anything.
Not 100%, right?
Not anything.
You can't.
Even when, listen, the NFL draft is speed dating and you're jumping into a marriage with a first round pick with no prenup and saying, we're going to give you all this guaranteed money. Let's get married. Here's a ring.
Yeah.
And you really don't know much about that person. You have seen them in home videos.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
You've seen them on the field, but you don't know much about them. And what you do know about that person is what? Maybe at most a two-hour conversation. And the best intel you're getting is talking to, from a man's point of view, the girl's friends and people that know her. And then you have to make a decision. The point is, if they have a lot of holes to fill, if they have a bunch of needs, you know, there is talk about maybe New England trading out of the third pick.
Mm-hmm.
Because in their rebuild, they have a lot of needs. So let's build a team and then have a quarterback. However, when you look at the Houston Texans, which you can make the case, is the outlier. They were a 3-win team, got C.J. Stroud, new head coach, bang, they won 10 games, won the division, went to the playoffs. The question is, if they get a really good quarterback, if C.J. Stroud is a 10, and they get a guy by trading up who's a 7.5 or an 8, let's call it an 8, is this a playoff team?
Can he play right now as an 8?
Yeah, he has to play right now.
Like
C.J. Stroud, he has to play right now.
Yeah. Borderline. Borderline, probably.
And when we talk about the rebuild is a self-imposed rebuild. Not because necessarily they felt they had to have a rebuild. Mm-hmm. It's self-imposed. Look at the dead money they have to pick up for Russell Wilson. You have to let go of Justin Simmons. You can't re-sign Cushenberry.
No.
You can't bring back Josie Jewell. Not that they were going to bring him back anyway.
Right.
You were going to trade Jerry Jeudy anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
So money, you knew you wanted to get rid of Jerry Jeudy. This was going to have to happen. People want to call, ooh, the Broncos are doing the right thing and they're rebuilding and they're tearing it down to the studs. They didn't have a choice.
Here's what I will say about, you're right, but here's what I will say about where the Broncos are. And to quote Clubber Lang,
pain.
That's what I see in their future.
Pain.
Having said that,
hey, Balboa.
Do they have a plan?
Like your woman, too. Maybe she wants to come with a real man.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, Balboa.
Was that the apex for, what was his name?
Clubber Lang.
No, the actor.
Mr. T.
Mr. T. Was it that or the A-team?
A-team, because that's what put him on the map.
Damn.
B.A. Baracus. That was my generation, though.
George Peppard.
Yeah.
Underrated actor.
You want to talk about a poorly produced television show.
Oh, my God.
That caught the interest of every teenage boy like me.
That would be it.
We waited till the next episode came. You knew how it was going to end.
Yeah.
I mean, the storyline was predictable. Was it going to be a drug cartel? Was it going to be dirty cops? Right?
All right.
Was it going to be a former military vet who went rogue against the United States?
Yeah. Someone that used to act with them or was close to them and turned to the dark side. Yeah, whatever the case may be. Here's my deal with the Broncos right now. Just have a plan and stick with it.
Well, they do have a plan. It's going to be great. Sean Payton.
Great.
Yeah.
Good. At least they've got one. And I'm sorry that that's where we are now with the Broncos, but it's a better place than they've probably been any time. Just having a plan. If we believe that there is a plan, and I think that we believe there is a plan now, just having a plan puts them in a better position than they've been in what, 6-7 years?
I understand that Sean Payton is not responsible for the sins of the past, but he is certainly feeling them.
Yes. Right?
They haven't found a quarterback in all these years, whether it's free agency or the draft. The problem is that sometimes you convince yourself of something that isn't there because you're desperate.
Yes. I have a feeling and a hope that Sean Payton will not fall prey to that. But maybe I'm wrong. I mean...
He doesn't look at this as a rebuild. He believes he can win
and
now.
You are right about that.
And because he does, then you tend to see things through jaded glasses. All I need is my Drew Brees. All I need is my quarterback. And my offensive system is so good. All I need is my guy. And when you start thinking in those terms, you start seeing things in players that maybe aren't there because it's based more on hope than what the reality really is.
That's what history tells you about the quarterback position.
And that's what it tells you about head coaches who get to make personnel decisions.
Yeah, it does.
You start convincing yourself of things, right?
It is a...
It's like when you pick a game, when you're putting out your bracket for the NCAA tournament pool, you know, your gut tells you one thing and says, don't pick this team. And then you start reading about all this. They're really good against guarding the three-point line. And with under 5 minutes to play, they're great on defense.
Yeah.
And they don't match up well against a zone. And then it's paralysis by analysis.
Yes. When all you really need to do is go to KenPom.com, look at their adjusted offensive and defensive efficiency, and make your picks with that.
I know it's
just do that.
I would never give Sean Payton advice on how to draft a quarterback. And I know there's a lot of research that goes into it. To me, it's very simple. This is the way I've lived my life. I don't want to necessarily overthink things. What does your gut tell you? And that's your answer.
And I think that Sean Payton is very much a gut guy.
He is.
No question about it.
Right. Don't start analyzing and overanalyzing. And what does your gut tell you about this guy? Because at the end of the day, there is no gut about measurables and how strong a guy's arm is and how fast he runs. He has said it plainly as everybody can see that on tape. When you marry someone, when you ask someone to marry you, clearly you have a lot of data, and I get it. You've dated them for 2 years. You know what they're like. But at the end of the day, it's a gut. Should I buy her a ring or should I not?
Yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's a gut decision.
Yes, it
you're
is.
Trusting your instincts.
Yes, you are.
No matter how much, because sometimes too much data makes you think the other way.
Yeah.
Paralysis by analysis.
Yeah.
Coming up after the break, when you watched Chauncey Billups play, did your gut say to you, I'm watching a Hall of Famer? He's going into the Hall of Fame. We'll talk about that next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, there's a Big Boys Toys auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you're looking to have a great time this weekend, head on over to Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood every Friday, Saturday. They have live music, no cover. They have 15 pool tables and the best happy hour you could possibly imagine. 3 until 7. Every day, 2 for $1 on all wine, well, and drafts. Go watch the Final Four there.
Yeah.
It's happy hour. Think about that. It's happy hour. Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar. Go find them in Lakewood. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingandWindows.com.
Chauncey Billups, congratulations. The thrill from Park Hill, he's going to be going into the Hall of Fame.
My dreams never even got that big, you know. Obviously, as you get there and you start, you know, becoming an all-star year after year after year, and you win a championship, you know, you start thinking about that's the ultimate. You know, I call it basketball heaven, if you will, you know. But I never even, as a kid, I never even thought about it. I never really knew about it, you know. So to be here now, you know, is unbelievable. It really is.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm, what a moment for him, his family. You can't do any better than your sports Hall of Fame. And it caps a career that is very worthy of Hall of Fame discussion.
No question.
Yes.
I talked a lot about this in the previous hour. I'm not going to step back from what I said.
No.
But let me just put it out there this way. I talked to a longtime NBA scout who was scouting when Chauncey Billups came out of college. I talked to a former NBA head coach who was coaching when Chauncey Billups came out of college. And both of them said to me, when I asked them this question, when you watched Chauncey Billups play, was he a Hall of Famer? And both without hesitation said no. Chauncey Billups' career as a basketball player is based on what he did in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
He was a top 10 player in college, but he wasn't a dominant player in college. That dominant player was Tim Duncan in that same draft.
Right. He wasn't playing in a program that...
Right.
They went
to the Sweet 16.
That was it. Right.
And that was a big deal for Colorado back at the time.
Mm-hmm.
My challenge is that the Baseball Hall of Fame is really hard to get into. The NFL Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame, difficult to get into. It's hard to really know what the metric is for basketball.
Yeah.
It's your complete career. Okay. I'll give you the best apples to apples I can for Chauncey Billups. Calvin Murphy is in the Hall of Fame. I covered the University of Niagara when I worked in Buffalo. Murphy was a great college basketball player. As a pro, best season was 25 points a game. He was a very good NBA player. Nothing great, made one all-star team. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Wasn't he best known for like skipping rope really fast and doing that and then making free throws?
With that, Calvin Murphy does not belong in the Hall of Fame. So if Calvin Murphy doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame, Chauncey Billups absolutely should belong in the Hall of Fame. But was he a Hall of Fame? When I watched him, did I say that's a Hall of Fame player? I'm sorry, I didn't. People will argue about Bill Bradley. Should he be in the Hall of Fame? A guy who averaged 12 points and 3 rebounds a game with the New York Knicks. For his NBA career, no, despite winning 2 championships, one-time NBA All-Star. But he was a dominant college player.
Oh, my God, yes. Went to Final Fours.
Arvydas Sabonis. Was he a great NBA player? No. But he dominated in the European League. So they take it all into account. For Chauncey Billups, you can really only judge his career as an NBA player. And I'm sorry, we're not going to go back to he was a 3-time Colorado Player of the Year in high school. I don't think it really goes back that far.
Oh, I'm with you on that. Yeah.
He was an excellent defensive player, 5-time All-Star. I get all of that stuff. But when I watched him play, I didn't say, you need a game plan for this guy. He's one of the best players on the floor. I never saw that. But when you look at other guys that are in, yes, he should go in. To me, he's the Hall of Very Good, not one of the greatest players of all time. That belong in the Hall of Fame that you have in the NFL and that you have in baseball.
Yeah. The very loose interpretation of what a Hall of Famer is by the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame kind of leaves this a little open-ended, right?
Yep.
So I don't think it diminishes anything or anyone's accomplishments. I think it enhances, certainly. But I think that there are probably different standards, and you've done a good job delineating these.
Let me give you another standard.
From baseball and football.
Let me give you another standard.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh God, my computer just froze up.
No.
It didn't freeze up there. When you look at Chauncey Billups' numbers, when you look at his resume, I'm going to compare him to Chris Harris. 5-time All-Star for Chauncey Billups, 4-time Pro Bowler for Chris Harris. When it comes to like all NBA team, Chauncey made it twice, third team one time. For Chris Harris, he made an all-pro team, I think, four times during his career. Finals MVP for Chauncey Billups. All-decade team for Chris Harris.
Yep.
That's as close as I can get to an apples to apples. I love Chris Harris. Strap was amazing and as good of a guy as you'll ever meet. He's not going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
His biggest argument would be being on the all-decade team.
Because when you're on there, that's usually that a stamp helps. Of approval.
Yeah, that's a pretty serious passport right there. But I agree. I would say that...
Chris was a second team All-Pro twice, first team All-Pro once.
Does Aqib get in?
Yes.
I think he does too.
Yep.
I think he does too. That's interesting because I loved me some Chris Harris as a player.
Yep. Better person.
Oh, fantastic. Actually, I like both of those guys for that reason in very different ways. Aqib was always very... He just was so outspoken and so willing to be heard.
By the way, Chris Harris is more accomplished on the resume than Aqib Talib.
Yes.
First team All-Pro for Aqib once, second team once, five-time Pro Bowler, not part of an all-decade team.
But he had moments, didn't he?
His greatest moments was catching the ball and running it back for a touchdown.
Yeah, he had moments like that.
Yes.
So.
Chris did not have those same moments.
Different kinds.
As a slot receiver, slot corner, you just don't.
Right. I would agree. No, I'm really happy for Chauncey Billups. I think it's fantastic. I had this conversation. I said this in the first hour, and I'll repeat it. I had this conversation with someone a couple of days ago as we knew that this deadline was coming up, this vote was coming up, and I thought that he was borderline at best, and I always go back to, is it the Hall of Fame or is it the Hall of Very Good?
Right.
And I don't mean to...
It's the Hall of Very Good because Calvin Murphy is there.
Sure. And so, but you know what? It's a hot button discussion for a day or two, and 10 years from now, Chauncey Billups will still be a Hall of Famer.
Calvin Murphy made one All-Star team.
Yep.
All-NBA, All-Rookie team. That is his resume. Besides having his number retired by Niagara and the Houston Rockets. He was, though, a two-time consensus first-team All-American.
There you go.
Okay. Yep. That's nice.
Yes. Without question.
But that's a weak resume.
But see, the problem is there's a bunch of guys you could probably compare to, with all due respect to him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but there's a lot of guys that you could compare with him and say, well, this is a Hall of Famer then. And that obviously is not the standard that they keep. I think it feels like a kind of ebb and flow standard in the basketball Hall of Fame.
In baseball, now you look, if he should be in, then he should be in.
Don Mattingly's not in the Hall of Fame. Huh? Okay. Baseball's the hardest Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And to me, it's not even close. The NFL's tough, too. Don't get me wrong. Major League Baseball, it's hard to get into the Hall of Fame. It just is. You just don't see guys. You could go back to Bill Mazeroski.
He shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame at all. He's known for one moment.
He's known for a moment.
He was good.
And he's known for a damn good moment.
Yep.
Don't make no mistake.
Right.
And sometimes those moments, when they're that indelible, when they're that iconic, can be louder than others.
Well, you know what? Then David Tyree should be in the Hall of Fame.
Well.
No, his moment was iconic.
Yeah, but it didn't win a Super Bowl.
If he doesn't make that catch,
it
they don't.
It did not win a Super Bowl. Bill Mazeroski won a World Series with a single swing of the bat against the Yankees in a World Series that they were outscored in by about 27 runs, and they won.
Yep.
It was bizarre. But I hear what you're saying.
So his career was based on being the right man at the right time.
He was a tremendous, and I mean tremendous, defensive second baseman.
Right.
One of the great pivot guys of all time.
Right.
But Hall of Famer?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Coming up after the break, Deion Sanders after yesterday's news, is he only good for one more year?
Hmm.
Is family first for Deion Sanders? That's next.
She's concerned I'm in a deep and dark depression, but it's happy hour, drinking double shooters, buying whiskey sours for a pack of Cougars. I know I should be sadder.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, there will be a Big Boys Toys auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. We have some breaking news, but you don't have to play the whole shtick of Moral. This is a personal thing for you and me. When you go out to Broncos practice, generally speaking, there's the same group of beat guys out there.
Yep.
I'm not going to put myself in that category. I'm not out there every single day. There will be one less face out there, unfortunately. I just learned on Twitter, our friend James Palmer is no longer going to be with the NFL Network. They bought out his contract.
Don't get it. Although, I mean, you know, everybody makes business decisions, I get. One of the, just one of the real good guys in the NFL.
Yep.
So, yeah, will be worse for that.
Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silter Har Mazda. Get to Silter Har in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silter Har Mazda, or find them at sthmazda.com.
Okay, so some, I think it's some substantial news.
All right.
I really do. I mean, as a player for the CU women's basketball team, it's probably no big deal. But for the Sanders family, it is a big deal. Shalomi Sanders, freshman walk-on for the CU women's basketball team. She only played 11 minutes. She was a walk-on in five games this season, daughter of Deion Sanders. She's entering the transfer portal. So what does that mean for the Sanders family? Shador and Shiloh are gone after this next season to the NFL. Travis Hunter, a guy that Deion considers to be a son.
Yep.
He's going to be gone to the NFL. Shalomi now, she's going to be gone. Is there really a reason that you believe that Deion Sanders is going to stay after this season? His whole family's gone.
Yeah, I don't.
I give him, listen, I love men who are strong family men.
Yeah, yeah, we need more of them.
I give him a lot of credit for that. He's raised really good boys. I'm sure his daughter is fantastic as well. Personally, I don't like the way Shador handles himself at times, showing his watch and showing his cars, but I'm sure he's a really good kid, smart kid.
Seems like it.
But it kind of feels like, and this is unfortunate, I'm wondering if Deion is saying, it's not so much is my loyalty to my family or my program, because let's be honest, you and I both have kids. I mean, are you going to quit your job because your kids are graduating college?
No, but I will say this. If I had it to do over again, family would have been further up the line than work.
Well, I understand that because you worked at night when you were the main television sports anchor in Wichita, but this is different. Okay?
Right.
Deion Sanders never has to work again financially, never has to work again.
That is correct.
For his reputation and all of that. But your kids are going to grow up. They're going to do their own thing.
Well, that's what you raise them for, right?
Right?
Yeah.
And that's just a part of life. So if he leaves because all of his kids are gone, shameful is too strong of a word. But I got to tell you, you knew this was going to happen. You knew your kids were going to leave college. And you would even consider, I'm not saying he is, but if he bails on the university that he committed to after two seasons, because his kids are gone, that would be beyond disappointing to me. I don't care if he wins nine games or not.
That is a fair statement. Disappointing would certainly fall into the disappointing realm. You would like to think going into this thing that you could get 3 years minimum out of Deion Sanders.
Right. If he left for another job, that's different.
Yeah.
That happens. But if you're leaving because your kids are gone, come on. Come on.
Well, we're not there yet. And, you know, if we get to that bridge, we'll cross it. You would hope that he, and there's nothing that indicates that he's not committed to staying at Colorado.
I'm not debating that
right.
One bit.
I mean, so.
All I'm saying is.
Yeah, you can connect the dots.
If he left for another job, that is understandable. If he left because Shalomi's not going to be there, that's weak. And he didn't take another job. That's weak.
Well, we'll have to see how it plays out because I would hope in my heart of hearts that Deion Sanders can be at Colorado for 3 years because I think at the end of 3 years, we will have a fairly good understanding of where this program is.
I agree.
And how it's changed. And, we don't have those answers yet. I get all of the ancillary things. Those things are all very real and they're important. Good on them. Good for CU. Good for Deion. Good for what they have produced to this point. But I have said from the beginning, it's performance driven. And now, more than anything, it's going to be about performance.
If they win 9 games this year, Deion Sanders has done his job.
Well, I mean,
no question.
He has.
You win 7. I don't want to hear about improvement.
Okay, that's your line.
That's your line. You have 2 top 25 recruiting classes.
Mm-hmm.
Now it comes down to coaching.
Yeah,
you got the talent there. Your offensive line is dramatically improved. Defensive line dramatically improved. You have one of the top quarterbacks in football. You have the best, most versatile player in.
You have by your own bombast. 2 of the top 4 picks in the NFL draft next year.
And you can make the case that will happen.
And I would bet on it happening.
And you win 7 games? Sorry. And here's the thing. And I've said this before. Humility isn't in everybody. And I get that. But when you talk like you're going to win a national championship and we're here and you know where to find me. You set up expectations. He has set up expectations, high expectations. I didn't set them up. You did.
What was their over under last year? Was it 3.5?
3.5.
Yeah. I mean, so those guys got it right.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
They got it right.
And by the way, it eventually moved to 4.5. And how would you have liked to have been late to that party?
Oh, my God. Right?
Yep.
And what are they this year?
I'm looking it up
six
right
and
now.
A half? I think it's at 6.5.
I thought I saw 5.5.
Yeah. Five, it might be 5.5. Okay, see, so there are still very cautious expectations outside of the program for what they're building at the University of Colorado. Deion Sanders said, and I've gone through every word of his spring ball press conference.
It's actually, you ready for this? According to FanDuel, if I'm getting this correct, I think it's FanDuel, 4.5.
I'd bet the over on 4.5. I'm going to bet the over on 4.5. I would not bet the over on 6.5. I will tell you that right now.
Yeah, it's FanDuel. 4.5 wins this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a one-game improvement. Vegas is wrong enough, but they're right a lot.
Yes, they are. So it will be interesting. And I understand new league and the whole nine yards. I get that.
There I mean, you are bullish, for lack of a better phrase, on the Big 12.
I think the Big 12 is better than people think.
Yep.
If people thought that the Pac-12 was like really, really, like they're getting a break because they're not in the Pac-12 this year.
Right.
I would say, okay.
They caught the Pac-12 at the wrong time.
They did. They did catch the Pac-12 at the wrong time. Although Stanford was pretty beatable for just about everyone else.
Well, they were beatable. They were down by 29.
Right.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll take a look at tonight's Nuggets-Clippers matchup and how bad is the Rockies team ERA through the first 7 games of the season. That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, there will be a Big Boys Toys auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just In Case You Missed It is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver 5 years running, or order online at argonautliquor.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, Nuggets take on the Clippers tonight in Los Angeles, and Kawhi Leonard has been ruled out for the second straight game with knee soreness. Nuggets are 3.5-point favorites tonight. Jamal Murray still questionable, while Jokic and Gordon are probable and expected to play. What are you hoping to see tonight from Denver?
A win in any way that they can get it. About it. I mean, I don't know what else there is at this point. Just get a win. It's like what Michael Malone was asked about what the win looked like against San Antonio, and we all have our answers of what that was, of what it looked like. He said it looked like a win. Well, I think that's where we are right now.
My prediction is a late night for me and Bruce.
True that.
8 o'clock start, meaning an 8:15 start.
Yeah.
Meaning I'll be in bed by 11.
Whew.
That's what I'm predicting. Late night. Tired tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. That's all right. We got them both playing tonight.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It should be a great night.
That's right. It's a good night. It's a good night.
By the way, you know what we didn't address? How about Boston beating Oklahoma City last night?
Crushed.
Yeah.
Crushed them last night.
No SGA or Jalen Williams again.
Yeah, again. How good is Jalen Williams, man? I mean, everyone talks about Holmgren and SGA. Jalen Williams has been a freak.
Yes, he's their second leading scorer.
Oklahoma City is very intriguing.
It's funny. I think I told you that I had a conversation with somebody in the Nuggets organization yesterday, and it was about a lot of different topics, and one of them was the Nuggets winning the Western Conference, and he kept going back to Oklahoma City doesn't know how to win in the playoffs yet. Minnesota doesn't know how to win in the playoffs yet. I think in a lot of ways in that building, it's not that they're banking on that inexperience.
Oh, no, I think they are to some degree.
Those teams aren't there yet, and there is essentially a ladder that you do need to climb in the NBA. We have seen it with the Bulls, the Pistons in the
90s. And the Nuggets.
Right.
We've seen it with the Nuggets.
It's not that you have to climb that ladder, but history suggests you have to climb that ladder. You just don't go from a team that's young into the NBA Finals.
I'm hoping they're right. I'm not betting on it relative to OKC.
Right.
We'll see. I'm sure as hell not. Minnesota, I'm concerned about.
And what he said to me was, he understands the matchup against Minnesota, mm-hmm. but Minnesota still has not gone to a Western Conference final.
They have
with that roster.
I hear you.
And it's a big advantage when you are a team that has been there before.
They were only in the first round last year. It's not right. like they were in the third round
right.
playing, you know. Yeah, they were in the, and they won one playoff game.
Right. And then I told him I put money on Minnesota to win the Western Conference. He goes, what? I said, it's not that I don't want the Nuggets to win. I said, I got 8-1 odds.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I got
8-1
odds. And
they've got the tiebreaker.
Right. Well, I got 8-1 odds for them going to the NBA final. I said, why wouldn't I make that bet? It's not that I'm rooting for them. If the Nuggets play the Timberwolves in the finals, it's a win-win for me.
It's not a bad bet at all.
Because the Nuggets were like 1.5-1 when the Timberwolves were 8-1. I don't want I am more than happy to lose the little amount that I put on.
Sure.
I put on like $5,000. That was it.
Wow. Just grocery money for
value,
you.
But
just grocery money.
Yeah. I mean, I can win 40 grand, right?
All you got to do is cut the yogurt.
And if I don't get it, I don't need it. I'm fine.
Cut the yogurt out of your diet.
Right.
And that'll save the 5,000.
All right. Just in case you missed it, the Rockies only lost by a run last night, 9-8. They were swept by the Cubs in Chicago. They are now 1-6, tied for their worst start to a season with 2005. The good news is Chris Bryant got his first two hits of the
year.
But the bad news is the Rockies have a team ERA of 8.37, the worst in the majors by almost 2 runs. Thoughts on the Rockies?
Well, and it is what it is, and I don't want to hear anything about altitude because they played at sea level, basically, in their first two series. So, here's the only thing that I will say about last night. They were down 5-0 at one point. They were down 8-2 at one point, and they ended up losing 9-8. So they played hard. They came back. That's at least that's a shred of something when you're 1-6. It's not a shred of much. It's disappointing. Actually, Dakota Hudson did have a damn good start. His start, he deserved better than he had. He was scoreless into the sixth of the game. That was the Nolan Jones 3-run, 2 errors on 1 play in Chicago. So Tampa Bay comes in looking for a cure to what ails them at 3-4, and they're probably going to find it.
Here's my simple answer. As of right now, things could change. The Bill Schmidt experiment has been an abject, unequivocal, undeniable, epic fail. He started as the GM in May of 2021. That year, and you're not going to blame him for 2021.
No.
He took over in May.
Right.
They won 74 games that season.
Boy, they take that now.
Okay. The following season, his first full year, 68 wins. Last season, 59 wins. This year, 1-6. It's going in the wrong direction, Dick. It just is. But you have a nice yes man.
And it's all a family.
It is. And as Dick said to Troy Rank, we have tried everything.
No, they haven't.
We have tried everything.
Mm-mm.
And no one really knows what to do on how to make us a winner. And we've tried everything. So I'm just going to go with the guy I know.
You haven't tried what works. So you haven't tried everything at all.
Bill Schmidt, for as bad as Jeff Breidich was, at least even though Jeff Breidich had Dan O'Dowd's talent,
mm-hmm.
at least they went to the playoffs a couple years ago.
They
row.
Did go to the, and they won a playoff game.
Yeah.
So.
As somebody who's a longtime GM in this league said to me, Bill Schmidt would not even get an interview with any Major League Baseball team. Would not get it. Forget about getting the job. Bill Schmidt would not get an interview with the other 29 teams.
Yeah.
And this is why. That was Argonaut Wine and Liquor, just in case you missed it. They always have great specials on wine right now. Domestic wines, 15% off. You can order online, argonautliquor.com, order off their app, or go check them out on Colfax. By the way, on Saturday, they're going to have a wine tasting. That's going to do it for us. Nigel, Alex, great job. Same with you, Bruce. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make the best possible day you can.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.